Weird sounds. We love them. We like to do podcast episodes about them. That's right, Stardusties. It's a weird sound episode. You know I love a weird sound. Stay tuned. You're listening to Star Queen Paranormal. Star Queen Paranormal.
For the enthusiasts of the strange and the extraordinary.
Star Queen Paranormal. Greetings, Earthlings. I am your wicked step monster, space pirate, Star Queen, and the host of this podcast. I am Exie. And just a friendly reminder, we're going on a 2-week hiatus. Starting next week, and the week after, you won't hear me. But Friday, 2024, at 12 p.m., you can enjoy your regularly scheduled paranormal podcast. If you're listening on a regular schedule, that is.
For the regular listeners!
Don't fret, we'll be back. With a new year and new episodes for the loyal Stardusty. And as I teasingly in the teaser, we're doing a weird sounds episode! Sorta. We're doing the Sierra Camp sounds, which you may be familiar with if you are a Bigfoot fan.
Shout out to my homie Bigfoot!
But if you're not, it's not necessarily a Bigfoot sound. Evidence suggests that perhaps it is. It's just a weird sound recorded in the forest. I think it's really cool. And I hope you do too, Stardusties.
That's why I'm doing the episode.
But we'll let my Stardusties decide for themselves what they think the sound is. Or isn't. But before we get to the meaty part of the episode, I'd like to read your tarot. And you would like to listen to your tarot, I'm sure.
Terrible tarot!
It's truly terrible.
Your cards for today are the King of Cups, Temperance reversed, and the Nine of Pentacles reversed. Gaze deeply into the void while I gaze deeply into your cards. Well, Stardusties, it seems like you are deep in your emotions about something. And the cards are suggesting that whatever you're emotional about, it was a situation that seemed a little imbalanced to you. Maybe a situation where you lost your patience with someone? Or they were not as patient with you as they should have been. Take what resonates. The cards are saying that whatever the situation is, it might be for the best if you do not keep it all to yourself. Don't try and face this alone. The cards are assuring me that whatever the situation is, you are abundant. You are capable of manifesting the life of your dreams. You're even perfectly comfortable being alone, but the cards are suggesting that now is not the time for you to face things alone. Absolutely take time to appreciate your abundance and feel comfortable. But if you need to reach out for help, or possibly to make the situation better for yourself, the cards are suggesting you do that. Remember, Stardusties, it's always okay to reach out for help. And that was truly terrible.
Red Puppet from Public Television loves you.
That's right, Stardusties.
Exie is here for you too!
But in all seriousness, your mental health is very important. And it's okay to talk about it. You're valid. Your feelings are valid. And it takes a lot of strength to tell people that you're struggling. So whether you tell people or you don't, I'm proud of you. As I said in a previous episode, this is turning into Mr. Rogers for people who like ghost stories. And I'm okay with that. It's okay to be sad. Especially around the end of the year. Tell your people. People care. And most people want to help. And if you just find yourself surrounded by people who don't, find other people. There are lots of people out there who want to help. If there's one thing I've learned from doing bizarre news stories and reading paranormal encounters, is that most people genuinely want to help other people. And that's not paranormal. That's human nature. In today's bizarre headlines, from November 23rd, weird new goddess particle found in Utah has scientists spitballing crazy theories. A high-energy particle has fallen from space, and scientists have no idea what it is or where it came from. It occurred during an ultra-high-energy cosmic ray event, the likes of which were only detected once before in 1991. The rare phenomena might follow particle physics unknown to science. The particle was named after the sun goddess of Shinto beliefs, Amaterasu. She's a Japanese sun goddess, and legend has it she helped create Japan. The particle is the second highest extreme energy cosmic ray ever seen, after the Oh My God particle detected in 1991. Cosmic rays are charged particles originating from elsewhere in our galaxy or universe, and they travel close to the speed of light. Now, cosmic rays aren't uncommon. They are usually echoes of violent celestial events. But the goddess particle had extraordinary energy and was exceptionally rare. Scientists say its force is equivalent to dropping a brick on your toe from waist high. And the cosmic ray was detected near Delta, Utah. Scientists also say that the ray appeared to come from the direction of an empty area of space bordering the Milky Way. But there is no obvious source. A spokesperson for the telescope array, John Matthews, said, "You should be able to point where they come from in the sky. But in the case of the Oh My God particle and this new particle, you trace its trajectory to its source and there's nothing high energy enough to have produced it. That's the mystery of this. What the heck is going on?" Astrophysicists were baffled because nothing in our galaxy had the power to produce it. A professor at University of Utah and co-author of the study, John Beltz, says that it could be defects in the structure of space-time colliding cosmic strings. I mean, I'm just spitballing crazy ideas that people are coming up with because there's not a conventional explanation. Scientists in Utah will now upgrade the telescope array in hopes of catching more ultra-high-energy cosmic ray events. And now for our story. Ron Moorhead was an adventurer who enjoyed going camping and hunting on the Sierra Nevada mountains in California. In the early 1970s, Moorhead was invited to a lesser-known camping area that only a small group of people knew about. The camp itself had been used since the 1950s, according to Moorhead. It was somewhere between Lake Tahoe and Yosemite National Park. Only a very small handful of people ever attend this camping area, as it is very remote, very isolated, and quite difficult to find if you don't already know where it is. The camp itself is mostly a fire pit, some man-made shelters, and a few paths worn down from the years of hunting. But it's a ways up the mountain, about 8,500 to 10,000 feet. Moorhead said the easiest way to access this campsite was by horseback, because the terrain is a bit rugged and the trail to get to the camp changed every year due to fallen trees and the forest changing with the seasons. It's also a good 8 miles or so away from the nearest trail where the public would have access to. Those who knew about this campsite mostly found it by memory. In 1971, Ron Moorhead, who was a businessman at the time, was invited out to the camp by the 3 founding members. This camp had a man-made shelter made of heavy fallen timber, and they had a door for this shelter with a cord that they could latch and lock themselves in, locked from the inside. Because it's not uncommon for bears to come by while they're out there camping. One night, Ron and the other hunting members were sitting around the campfire chatting. They began to hear a strange grunting. Normally, grunting isn't a big deal. They usually just listen to confirm it was a bear, and then they'd head for their shelter and lock their cord for their door and wait for the sound to go away. But Moorhead noticed this grunting sound was different. Suddenly, the grunting sound was followed by a strange whoop from a large-sounding creature, followed by another similar whoop sound further in the forest. By the time the 4 hunters hid in their tree shelter, the whooping, grunting, and whistles began to resemble language, similar to human language, but unlike anything they'd heard before. Eventually, they heard a few large beasts on 2 legs shuffling around their camp area. They would peek out from the holes in the shelter to see if they could find the source of the strange sounds. But it didn't appear like anything was there. The campers also claim this camp would have several other strange incidents. There was a story in which a great blue orb appeared from up the mountain. The camper said that the blue orb seemed to have some kind of intelligence to it. It moved with determination through the forest, past the camp, and then disappeared behind a tree. Ron Moorhead described another strange light he had seen in this forest. One night he was sitting at the campfire with the other hunters, and a strange elongated rod-like light that was about 3 to 4 feet appeared in the forest behind him. He said it looked exactly like a lightsaber from Star Wars, floating horizontally through the area, almost as though it was scanning the forest floor. The object floated around the forest for a bit and then disappeared into a tree, as though it never existed. But the campers would hear the strange whooping and grunting sounds often enough that they invited skeptical reporter Al Berry to come camping with them. In October 1972, Al Berry brought equipment to record the strange sounds, which I'm going to play in a moment. They submitted the tapes to a Dr. R. Lynn Curlin at the University of Wyoming to be analyzed. Curlin wrote a book with a detailed analysis of the Sierra Camp sounds. Curlin's book is called Man-Like Monsters on Trial. In the analysis, he determines that the sounds show a human-like level of articulation. The sources seem to interpret signal processing. However, whatever the source of the sounds was, they displayed a vocal range that was broader than what humans were capable of. It displayed no identifiable speech, and several of the creature sounds in the video had speech patterns that fell outside of human capability. The University of Wyoming also determined that a growl in the sound bite fell entirely outside of human vocal range. They determined that the vocal tract of whatever made the sounds were similar to humans, but longer. that these sounds could not have been produced by a normal human's vocal cords, and that some of the sounds that were isolated would have to come from a creature or person who was between 7'4" to 8 feet tall. The University of Wyoming analysis also determined that it would have been nearly impossible to edit, alter, or fake these sounds at the time, in 1972. And before I play the audio, I just wanted to mention that Ron Moorhead also has a book about these sounds. His book is called Voices in the Wilderness, A True Story. In the audio, you can hear the campers in the foreground whooping and making sounds back to the creatures and whispering to themselves. But the unusual noises you can hear, they're definitely further off into the forest, and they're clearly at a distance. And some of them sound like they're coming from two different locations. So here's a clip of the Sierra Camp sounds. So what do you think, Stardusties? Do you think this is evidence of Bigfoot? The campers have also found very large footprints in the area, and many people would lean in the direction of Bigfoot. However, the strange lights and orbs might make some people think that something else is going on entirely. So what do you think? Bigfoot? Giants? Fae? Aliens? Or do you perhaps believe that there's a more logical explanation? Maybe some known animals can make some sounds we just haven't heard yet. Maybe it was an elaborate hoax. What do you think? Do you have any other possible Bigfoot stories? Or any other paranormal stories? We'd like to hear from you. Write to us at starqueenparanormal@gmail.com. Check us out on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram at Star Queen Paranormal. Donate to the cause at patreon.com/starqueenparanormal. Or donate to me directly at buymeacoffee.com/starqueen. No paranormal there. And so, Stardusties, remember to give yourself the same patience and grace as you freely give to others. Always remember to hydrate, and never forget that you are mightier than the monsters. Remember, no episodes until 2024, in 2 weeks. Until next time, may your path be paved in starlight. Take care, Stardusties.